This is a fashion show. Actually, I stole it. Oh, let me change my mic. All right. Yeah. No, I forgot who. Somebody did a fashion video with this song. Or they did it wrong way with this song. Like the finals. Kept repeating. And I watched it. I was like, they don't have any other song. Dope. So it's stolen. I did a video. Behind the scenes video. In fashion, with the song, yeah, it was fun. Did it for free because I was with the fashion brand. It's like, had the camera. It's okay, get, try it. Yeah, you got a pretty good system here. That's back in our days, before the digital stuff. Well, like Super 8 or Mini 8 or Mic, whatever, digital 8. So it's just... And I still have that camera. No, the one. The digital 8 one. That can shoot. Night mode, can see people's underwears and stuff. Yeah, I got one of those. I don't use it. I got another one that's full spectrum. That one has an infrared projector on it. Well, I add it on, and you can just shoot right through. You see, pretty much. You do thin clothing. Like, it's bad. I did it because I was interested in infrared photography, and I just want to try it first before I buy a really, really expensive camera, like, you know, Nikon or something, or a Canon, and remove the infrared, what was that thing called? It's a filter. I actually bought one. I removed it from one camera, but then if I want to take normal, you can get that glass filter and just put it on top and be like, it. No, pull over your lens. Then you can take normal photos. You want to go infrared, take it out. But, you know, it's expensive. I would say, if you want to do it, I think the best is to just get a used camera. You know, maybe like one model, two models down. Somebody use it. No, I don't need it. And find the repair, self-repair thing, or tear down. No, iFix has it a bunch. Then you just take it down and remove that thing. It's really, it sits on top of the CDC. If you figure a way to remove it, then you're good. The only problem is cleaning the CDC without that glass. But it gets like, But now, you have to look through the models. Some of the modern ones, like the right in front of me, where I took the picture of today's image, which is a cinnamon bun on top of coffee cup with the XC4. XC4, I don't think it has the infrared. I think it's the chip itself knows. It converts it. It might be, might not be. We don't know. Sony's do that now. 做 digital filtering. Like,
crap.
Well, anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rock Lab. We're listening to Doran Doran. Well, first, we listen to the vinyls when we started. That was Doran Doran. Why? Because it's on. It's going through alphabet. My footbar 2000 is going through alphabetical. The next one after Duran Duran's Echo the Bunny Man. Yeah, today I got the voice. I'm cleared. Yeah, I can smell the sun right here. And I can smell the candle. Just a little piece of it. I'm going to throw out the glass. Apple cinnamon. But it's not apple cinnamon. There's something else I put it in. Oh, well. Anyway. I got that voice. So I was thinking, then, what was it? Iggy Pop. The last album. Lost for Life. But the last album. It was so weird, like low, kind of. Yeah, I can't find anything on it. Free? I don't know. Let's see. This one just says,
"We are the people."
We are the people. Almost. Oh my god. No, I don't want to be Iggy. No, please, please, no. Oh well. Hey, why not? I can do a cover band now. But I can't do the early stuff. Can't scream like that. I'll lose my voice. So anyway. Totsi. Said, you guys suck. To the demo. The demos. They're not Democrats. Or whatever. I just call it demos. You demos. The bad ones. The Republicans would be rappers. The rappers and the demos. Fighting with words that makes no sense. Oh. What about independence? India. No, I can't say India. The Indy. I don't know. It seems okay. They don't get enough TV coverage. So I guess they're okay. Some of them. Depends. If you have the money, you can do whatever you want. Is that I wouldn't say WEF, but they're part of it. But the bad ones. The nutty banking cartel, maybe. I don't know. That's how they say it. This is a weird accent. It's very German, but it's not very German. What? Where are you from, man? Swiss helped? Or what? maybe. I don't know. Really don't know. Okay. So yesterday we were talking about stuff, bad lip reading. They have a really cool like Star Wars stuff. I've been listening to them all day yesterday. I'm like, ah, oh, this is great. Wow. Okay, so all the places I visited on YouTube, they're caching it. No, weird. That's Mongol TV, that dude. Because I think the company made a, he's involved, made a computer that's it's not too bad. It's been gotten reviews, so go right. That's all right. Then I'm seeing a whole bunch of the new NVIDIA RTX 4090. Dude, you can buy a 3080 for like nothing. No, for like $700 or less. Just go get one. Go get that. Go get it. Go get it. Or if I use the Intel thing, Arc, you can go get that. That's like $300. Why not? Well, get a new one. New one doesn't always mean it's great. You know. Oh, yeah. Ask what goes, the Twitch guy. I was on Twitch for a little while. Just tried it because I had Amazon Prime. Then I just thought, hey, I don't know. I was like, yeah, get like cool gifts in these games. So I went, everything is purple. I'm like, no. I'm not Prince. You dig? I'm not Prince. I don't sing like Prince. I might sing like Iggy Pop, but no. No. She wants to be your James Bond. That's one of the songs. That's the song. That's the song.
She wants to be your James Bond.
Yeah, I don't have that. Like sound in my voice. She wants to be. Oh, I forgot the lyrics already.
She wants to be your
She wants to be your James Bond. Close. Yeah, I could get that voice, but try to do that. I don't know. On a tour where you have like say 20 shows or something. Even like 5 shows, like your voice is gone. It's like, nope, no thank you. Let's see a thumbnail. It says wah pedal on a harp is ridiculous. Like wah pedal, should I get a wah? I haven't played my guitar. Well, no, my muscles is coming back a little bit. Not muscles, but my tendons are like getting a little better. So maybe I'll start playing again. For a while, I had issues. I don't know what it was. And now I'm fixed. Like, huh. Little bit. I still can't play the concert classical guitar because it's still stretched way too much on my what's the index? The one, the second finger on the left. Cannot hold the bar chord too well. On electric, yeah, I can play hours, but on the concert classical, no. It's hard. So the stuff with the craziness. Is there something crazy? I don't know. Other than what I've been saying. La, 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 la. This is just yeah. I just see like Tucker Carlson, Gabbert. He's like, hey, hi, hi. It was funny. Start laughing. I don't know what to say about these two parties. They're not thinking about us. That's what I'm thinking. For years. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money in my pocket. Money, money, money. Money in my pocket. Then stuff gets going, all right? You gotta put some there. Then I'm gonna swindle you later. For more money. It's like the Star Wars thing. Oh, sorry to go back to Star Wars. Like the... You know, Lando Calrissian and Darth Vader. I'm altering the deal. That part. That's what happens with these guys. And we've seen it. We saw it. Everybody saw it. But then just so many people may sway, still swaying like this way. They still believe it so much into this. Not reading everything else. Not looking at the world news. Look at what these people do. Where's the link? Like, who did they work for? Leaders before. Who are their friends? Like, research all that stuff. Then you're just like, oh, that. What family they're from? What's their lineage? Who are they, right? Then you find out, I'm like, okay, I don't know why. Even though, like, a lot of them do, they want to turn everything around, yeah. Painful moments, Paris Hilton was held down at sexual abuse at Utah school. Oh. Uh-oh. Coming out. Paris Hilton. Well, I don't know. I think she's happy with it. I mean, she's sad with this, but she's happy with the life. That's fine. It's just, every time they say something crazy or the news, they just keep pointing to that picture with her. She was wearing hot pink and hot, and then whatever the fluorescent green outfit, it looks like she was DJing or something. Like, get rid of that. Things for photos only. Here's the thing: it only captures that one moment, right? So I don't know. Future news should be videos, maybe. But then again, the new stuff came in, the deep fakes, so. And now we're going to have this weird mix. When was it going to happen? who's governing all of that? Like, you can't do that. You know, here, golf star's wife goes blah, blocking spree after sharing lingerie picture. Jenna Sims. Why does she sound familiar? Oh, it's pretty. Wow. I don't know. No, somebody can take that one photo of her and just make it into a take a whole bunch of photos, put together and take that photo and animate it in a deepfake. Uh-oh. Now what? Now what? Right? Sex? Everybody's in their underwear? What's going on? My God. Do it, do it. Today is Wednesday. Do it, do it. The do it, do it Wednesdays. Just do it. Do it, do it. Jeez. Nude. Jane found out nude. Whoa. Oh, they're gonna remake. It's perfect. You're enjoying it. They're gonna remake Barbarella. See, here's the defect. Let me see. Filming fans. Disney fans. Hit back the CEO, Bob Chapek. After more, I think, about price hike. So they did a deepfake of them. It's all over Twitter. Okay. So probably just search. You have Twitter. Search on the search deepfake Bob Chapek Disney. Probably gonna get a whole bunch. Price hike. Everything's a price hike. So they're gonna make it people who are privileged, only privileged can go here, can fly to go do this. Know what the public's gonna do? They're gonna go to war with the rich. Even with the rich right now, that's what's gonna happen. Because most of the military people, they don't make a lot of money, right? They can just turn around. They're like, screw you. We are worth with the people. That's what I go. Oh, whoops. Dun. Meta. Oh, so the Meta thing. The Meta goggles in Costco. $400. Like, I don't want that. I don't want to lock in somewhere and get bullied. even though I could bully them back, but it's just like, no. Community sucks. What are you trying to do? There's already one or two open space. Well, actually, two main ones. Minecraft. People just building stuff. You can script it. Right? You can write the script. You can write the things, how it works. Then Second Life, you can write the script in there. You can import stuff in there. So it's being rebuilt with, because I'm in it, so, with Philip Roosevelt coming back as an advisor. So he's back. They're going to remake it. Maybe call it Third Life. Who knows? But, you know, hey, it's a good place to learn codes. You know, the coding and stuff. Then you can just bring it out to something else. Because then when you start looking at other codes, like, oh, this is easy. Like Web3, Web2, Web3. With the JS stuff. I don't know what they're using. I don't know if everybody's still using the jQuery, I think. Was it? Yeah. I haven't touched the website for. I'm sorry. It's Web3. Okay. jQuery's Web3. Cross browsers. It's pretty similar to this jQuery, which I used a lot. And the Ajax API. That's pretty cool. Once you understand it, you know. But if you want to start, I started in Second Life. Because recommendation. So I need to learn 3D, how to mesh. I said, all right, you can download this free software, or you want to buy the expensive one. No, one, this way. Two, I need to learn programming, like JavaScript. So yeah, you can go there and do that. Then I think just the two things. But I also learned about them because I'm making products. Now that's so really advanced to the point that I'm getting more people liking it. Customer service, PR, marketing, which I've been doing for a long time. So that sort of like brushes up a little bit. So there's something you can learn from there. But mostly people just playing around. And they just repeat building. And they're stuck. Like, did you think something new? Like, no, I'm just putting this together. Like, yeah. Like, hey, wait a second. Learn something. Do something. Change something. Advance. You can advance it. All it is mathematics. If you can do 1 + 1 = 2, not 3 = 2, then you got it. Okay, so I don't know. What else is on the web? Not that much, right? Yes, yes, nosh, nosh. I did look up anything. I did see my acquaintance Ken daughters bought a Audi Quattro. I think they remake it. Not Snapchat. What is that thing? My God, I forgot it. one of the social things. Just like, got parts. Like, oh, they're going to change it to, I guess, a street. Is a rally? I don't know. They're going to change it to rally or street. Might be rally. Which is fine. But I would love to have one. Audi Quattro is a street car. Just drive around. They fix it up. We do everything. It's a nice car. It is. And then just rebuild it. And have the fun. Have that fun of rebuilding. So when we rebuild it, you're like, yeah. Good. Fashion world, design world. They still got the Lego thing. Jeez. Like, switch, damn it. Also now they have a festival where the solo cooking festival. Not those solo cooking thing that should work. And saw a demo test. Like, oh my god. The steaks are sizzling. What? No way. Evito flying car. They're still using a quadcopter thing. Flies over Dubai for the first time. Okay, so it looks like a car, but it has... It has the rotor blade uncovered. So they doing that? It looks, I don't know. But I can see now whoever release, whenever they release the anti-grav stuff, if they're going to release it. I mean, they have it. It's already out. Like, you've seen that blueprint, and like, it's out, so somebody's gonna make it. Then I can see, like, these things. So you say, okay, let's take out the rotors, and just put this thing. It'll be flying, literally. But then you can just, like, hey, can I take my, if I say, like, I went out and got an Audi Quattro. As a streetcar, so I can't wait a second. I could convert this into a flying car, literally. Then I'll do it. Yay! So you can, I mean, yeah, you guys made a really cool thing, but I got Audi. I got a Quattro, and you got none. Like, no, imagine like all the JDMs, all the drifters. Or the midnight guys in Japan. Like, all the cars have that feature hovering. Imagine drifting in the air. This one, you could do it. I mean, it's fluid. Even though it's wind, it's a fluid motion. So it's still, well, not fluid motion, sorry, fluid. Dynamics in the air, so you can do that, right? There's that, and what's the other one? I'm thinking those lowrider scooters. I think I've seen them in Thailand, but they're somewhere else too. They make them. In Japan, so they do. They take a normal scooter and they extend it a little bit and they have this hydraulic thing. And just really cool. and they put the rubber on the bottom part. So when you stop, the hydraulic goes down. Then it lands on the road, so it won't tip over. And that's how they ride the thing. This is neat. If that those things should have anti-grav. Oh yeah. Let me see. Low rider scooters. Low. Low rider. Scooters. Low riding scooters. Low rider scooters. And the first one comes out is rental. In Vegas. No. Yeah, Japanese. Yeah, just take a Japanese. Oh, rider scooters. Search. The really, really cool ones. I mean, they're cyberpunk. They even got the, oh, it's that movie, Akira or something. I forgot. Somebody made that. But it's just they're neat. I've seen them. It's just like, this is cool, man. I want one. It's totally probably illegal. US, so I mean, no, let's pull over the sun. You can't drive that, you can't ride down the road. Why? No complaint. Why they get cuffed? They will impound this, they don't sell it off. I don't know if you can or cannot. I think you cannot. Yeah, because it's pretty odd. There's no laws up there for that. There's laws, but there are no laws that you can drive that. But for some reason, the Bazosoku, is it Bazosoku? Bazosoku, let me see. Zoku, also Zoku, which is they do this crazy stuff with the cars. They just add on stuff. You can take them off, like a crazy front end and back end, and it's they on the exhaust pipe. They put this huge thing. Long pipes, and they just ref all the time. Go, wow. Really cool. They're sort of allowed. You can have a meet, but when you leave the meet, you have to take the pipes off. It's too loud, or something like that. You got to take the front ends off. You have a crazy ones with these. Oh boy, they're funny though. They're just very animated, very cyberpunk. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, so those things. I can see it. I can see these things. Maybe not the Bazosoku, but the lowrider scooters have anti-grav and fly. Cause they look like they can fly right now. It's like, How do you control? I don't know. But I'm sure someone will figure it out. We have probably need a seatbelt. We'll fall off when you're banking. But then again, there's no seatbelts in dirt bikes when you do all those jumps. The only difference is when you launch off the jumps, you're launching off at the same velocity as the bike. That's why you can stay on the bike, because you're going the same speed, same height, whatever. You're being same velocity, whatever that axis is. So you're flowing with it. But if you're just riding in the air, you're banking, you don't have a seatbelt, you're going to fall off because you don't have the momentum. The bike has it, but it's dragging you, so you got resistance. No. Basically, you're the resistance, so resistance might fall backwards or somewhere, opposite direction, or same direction, depends. So if there's a way to take the anti-grav and affect us so we stay in the seat, would that work? What would that do to our body, our brain? I wonder anybody thought about that. Maybe nothing, maybe something, I don't know. I don't know how that thing works. You know, it's just like the first person ever found a coffee bean. It's like, well, let me grind it up and put some water on it. Like, how did they figure that one out? Right? So, well, let me eat it first. Okay. Hey, I'm awake. Oh, cannot go to sleep. Right? Then they say, oh, let's put water on it. The first person discovered coffee. Like that guy. How did it affect that guy compared to everybody else? What coffee has effect? And what came afterwards, where I'm drinking it every day. At least two cups. Which is like a tea thing too. You know? It's like a tea, but it's not tea. It's more pungent. Not pungent, but potent. So you think about that. The little things. Where the world, where it started from. Like, Yeah, so anyway. I love to get these lowrider scooters, but you know, you can't pass them here in U.S. Some that just super cool. I mean, there's one that you can sit like four people, whole family. Love to have them. Love to see one that gets a anti-grav first bike with a seatbelt. You need it. Somehow you gotta get a seat in there with a crisp, like a racing seatbelt. Need that. 5 point, maybe. Because when you fly, you're banking. Maybe you'd be upside down. You don't know. You don't know what the anti-grav things will do. Yeah. It might send you off to space. Well, we know. What do we know? We're talking about the aliens. Are they aliens? Well, they are us from the past, which they were more advanced. We stole from them. We don't know. Nobody knows. If it works, yeah. Like, yeah. The first test, somebody's going to go. You know that. But the first test already done. Otherwise, they won't have a blueprint. And I saw the blueprint. I think I have it on PDF. I just like, wow. Like, my God, I need a lot of money to build one of these. And I look at it. Look at what it does. I'm like, no, it's too big. But like everything else, like, you know, we have the jet engines, right? Over time, gets smaller. Now you got the model plane with the jet, mini jet engine. So over time, things will get smaller. Look at the computers we have. Like 80, like when in the 80s, 90s, the size of a desk. I mean, they have computer size, the original one, size of a library, right? But the modern one, the first PC on everybody's desk, it was a huge machine. It fit the complete world, like your desk. You'll be on top of it. Then you got the CRT. Thing is huge too. But look where that came from. And look at what we have today. Most people were like, oh, I'm just doing browsing. I know I had a big computer back then, but I'll just browse on my iPad or iPhone or Android phone or tablet or something. Look how all this big computing power. Now you got more computing power in your hands. Everything gets smaller. Somebody will figure it out. So I'm thinking that if Antigrav, as if it is, they're big, maybe size of a car or something, or maybe an engine bay size, they can crack it down to a tiny bit. Do tiny bit, maybe size of coffee cup. That means you can have, like I said, with the lowrider, Japanese lowrider scooters, you can have like several of them working together. Push it left, right, forward, back, up, down, right? Banking or not banking. That'd be neat. Then really it would be like, wow, holy cow, we're here. Took forever, but we're here. What's next? Are we gonna get the Star Trek replicators? Because that would be nice. You know, like, hey, computer, hey. Give me a burger with two patties, lettuce, tomatoes, everything, whatever, cheese, yeah, American, yellow cheese, fries, and a Coke. Thank you. And it will come out. And I'm like, magic. Magic. And it would taste good too. Like, when would that happen? I'm wondering. If it will happen, will we still need to prepare it by hand? Which I like. I like to make my own stuff. So I don't know. Whatever it is, it's going to come. And we're not sure what the format is. We might wind up eating repurposed bug protein that's replicated into something else. Then you think about it, it's like, nah. After a while, I'll be like, yeah, tastes okay. It's like, it's a chocolate bar. I taste it, it tastes like chocolate bar. But it's made from bug juice. Like, yeah, that's all right. Some people are reacting, but like, eh. It's protein, right? Yeah. Eventually, people, whatever you feed people, they will be like, yeah, I mean, just look at what the news or the web. When I'm talking about like the beginning of the podcast, I said something about NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4090. Look, everybody's doing it. It's like they're feeding. Wherever they feed us, wherever the mass, wherever the top, wherever the trend, or wherever the thing is, the latest will be fed. And people will be like, eventually be like, yeah, it's fine. We like it. Yeah. I mean, I have friends who hate NVIDIA. I'm like, I'm okay with them. Like, my laptop had it. My older laptops. They were fine. They had ATI with the AMD ones. They're like, they're okay. Not as good, great as NVIDIA. I'm like, they're fine also. And I built my AMD rig. Had an AMD. Everything AMD. It was fine. Then now I got the Intel with the NVIDIA. It's great too. It's great. Both of them will work. They will work. Whatever. I, you know, yeah. So what? To me, it's like, so what? But then some of my friends just hate them. Hate Intel. I hate Intel because they're. So, but the reason you said the same thing happened to AMD, like, and they would just go silent. Same thing with NVIDIA. I'm getting AMD graphics, ATI graphics. So, yeah, but I bought a cheaper NVIDIA. It was running faster than your AMD. That's way back. Old days. I don't know if they're still like that or not. Then they would just go silent. It's like, you jerk. Thank God you're my friend. Those type of people. God, I have so many friends. I'll say, check out my friend Marshall's deck. Like, that's nice. What about the high one next to it is cleaner, you know that? And it's just, if you know anything about amps, high watt, it was clean, so clean. Marshall's great because it has that Marshall sound. Like, you can't replace that sound, can't do it. But you know, people go nuts for that. Little things, like, you know, so what? Even now, I got the Yamaha amp, like a desktop amp. And my friends are like, why don't you get the Marshall one? I'm like, yeah, but this is cooler. A couple of this, not other things I like about it. It's tiny. I don't know. Can never satisfy anybody. But now, the bug thing. Whatever they're going to feed us, eventually be okay. I mean, look at the milk. The milk section up here. I'm talking a little longer today. Wow. The milk section of your of the supermarket. Like milk, then oat milk, okay. But before that, what was it? Soy and almond milk. They feed us. People will get it. Like, well, lactose intolerant, let me get that. I drink oat milk. So, because I like the creaminess of oat. Otherwise, I use half and half. But I haven't, since I've switched to oat, yeah, like it. It's got a nice, it's got enough calcium and vitamin D. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. So, I think that's it. with the web. Wednesdays. Or the hump. The Humpty Day. Or whatever day. It's the middle of the week. And usually it's boring. And there's nobody. Nobody's coming to your pub, to my podcast, because I broadcast, but I don't broadcast. I don't care. Like, you want to donate? Yeah, whatever. You don't want, whatever. Yeah. I don't care. I just need to, it's my jaw exercise. The 3 days I have it each week, jaw exercise and to reference what my mindset's like. That's it. And it's fun. I don't know. I like podcasts. I get to say whatever I want. It's great. And thanks, Mr. Be Great. -Times. Be Great Times. You entered the live studio a while ago, then you left. But thank you. That's it. So have a great day. Have a great Wednesday. Hump. Humpy. Be humpy. Be humpy and happy. I don't know what else to say. But don't go get the new video card. That's what I've been told. But anyway, have a great day. Of October 12th, 2022. I'll be back on Friday. See ya.